the revelation of the book Revelation, part 68. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book What is Your God's Name? It's an A5 book, 500 plus pages, all about the names, how did it occur, how does it originate, why is it different today, I think is something that you must have. Because throughout all the studies that I do in English, I only use the Revelation names. Would you be interested? You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 International Code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends, the family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. I trust that this study will be a blessing to you. In the name of Yahushua, the name above every other name. Now we are continuing where we left off last week. Point number 2. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. This part of the scripture is referring to a certain part of the nation of Israel who will be saved not by the 630 laws of Moses, but by the blood of Yahushua in the great tribulation. How will their names be restored? Through the blood of Yahushua, accepting Yahushua as the Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior. It is this very mystery that will be discovered in the rest of the message of the Archangel Michael that brought to Daniel, which was sealed for nearly 2,570 years, but which is now unsealed by the Ruach HaKodesh in this 21st century by way of a revelation which Yahweh our Father has revealed to me about 45 years ago. They sleep in the dust of the earth, verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame, everlasting contempt. For the first time in the Bible we read of a resurrection for the nation of Israel. Did you read what it says? Let me read it again. And many of them, the Israelites, that sleeps in the dust of the earth shall awake, who has died through the ages. Some to everlasting life, those that accepted Yahushua, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Verse 3. Let me just read a paragraph. For the first time in the Bible, we read of a resurrection for the nation of Israel. Some of them will be part of the bride of Yahushua, those that accepted Yahushua through the 2,000 years. Others will be judged at the white throne judgment, according to Revelation 20, verse 11. And verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Did you read it right? Please note, this is not the bride of Yahushua, but they are part of the remnant of Israel who will be in heaven after the great tribulation. We will later also deal with this in full. Verse 4. Now listen. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the word and seal the book. Now when he says seal the book, immediately we think about the book of Daniel. From Daniel 1 verse 1 to Daniel 12, Daniel 13. Which is the end of Daniel. Should be sealed. It's not. The book that he's referring to is chapter 12. Chapter 12. I said chapter 13, chapter 12. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and sealed the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and the knowledge shall increase. Now we're living in the 21st century where this prophecy has come to fulfillment. Where people is running in all directions, not having the revelation word, not understanding the end time prophecies. And because of the influence of the internet, so many misconceptions has been created by atheists and Satanists in confusing people, Protestant people, and has caused a lot of people not even wanted to read the Bible. Why? Because they don't understand the sealed scriptures. When Yahweh Almighty gave the instruction to have the word sealed up, it was 570 BY, before Yahushua. Even to today, in 2026, I could not find anybody who was able to explain Daniel 12, verse 1 to 13 to me. Daniel 12, verse 1 to 13. I just said chapter 13. It's not chapter 13, verse 13. There's no chapter 13. Yourself can see if you can explain the mystery. See if yourself can find the way to explain this mystery. Especially verse 11 and 12. Daniel 12, verse 11 and verse 12. Why did Yahweh reveal this sealed revelation to me, even when I was a younger man? Because the bride of Yahushua must know everything before the coming or the parousia of Yahushua can occur. For his bride must know everything. No bridegroom will take a bride and have secrets, keeping things away from her. Because if she, after 10 or 20 years of married life, discovered that he had secrets that was covered up, sealed up, it will blow his marriage to pieces. And this is why the bride must know everything while we on earth. Before their coming, the parousia can occur. Yahweh Almighty, through the Ruach HaKodesh, must reveal all sealed up secrets unto the bride. And I believe that is why Yahweh has used my ministry and using me to reveal certain secrets according to the word. Because it's my passion, it's my life. Eschatology for more than 59 years. Let us continue. Now it says here that Daniel looked, he says in verse 5, then Daniel looked and behold, there stood other two. The one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. I think by this time you already know that whenever I speak about, or whenever the words, is referring to water in the book of Revelation and Daniel, that it's figurative speech for people, nations and tongues and creed. You can just think of Revelation 17 verse 15. You can go and read it. Revelation 17 verse 15. water is people. So when he talks about a stream of water, it's not a lot of people. But when he talks about a sea, it's multitudes of people. Understanding this figure of speech, we now understand that these two messengers is on both sides of the river presenting, presiding over people. These two messengers is presiding over people. The river is a figure of speech, must then also indicate that it is a multitude of people, for sure. Look at the question now. How long shall it be to the end? Verse 6. And one said to the man, cloth in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. Waters of the river is people, nations, tongues, and creeds. How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? He told him, seal it up. Now the angel asked, how long will it take when these messages will be sealed up? The question must be, who are these men clothed in linen? They are messengers or angels of Yahweh our Elohim, which he is using. Look at the question. How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? Now this was already in the time of Daniel. 570 YB before Yahushua. BY. Now he says, listen to the question. How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? Which wonders? Which is the wonders? Well, everything that was sealed up in this chapter, in chapter 12. See how the angel of Yahweh Almighty now answers. He sworn by him who liveth. Verse 7. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. Rivers, people, waters, people. When he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and sworn by him that Yahweh Almighty, that liveth forever, that it shall be a time, times, and a half. And when he, that's the Antichrist, shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, that's Israel, of all these things shall be finished. Now it's very important to see that Yahweh gives this messenger a time, this angel, messenger. It shall be a time, times, one times is two and a half a time. 3.5 years. What's 3.5 years? 1260 days, 42 months. Then he, the Antichrist, shall accomplish to scatter the power. He's not the Antichrist when he goes and sits in the temple. He comes as the peacemaker, the Pope. But after a period of 1,200, it's supposed to be 1,260 days, then he will break the covenant, Daniel 9:27. But we now know that according to the word, as we're going to study this, the time is going to be shortened. The time of false peace is going to be shortened with 30 days. Easy to understand if we can just make a simple calculation. This angel or messenger states that it shall be a time, times and half. How long is it? 3.5 years. 42 months or 1260 days. The B part. And when he, the Antichrist, is actually, and when he is the Pope, shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people. He first is the Pope, the peacemaker, the Pontifex Maximus, the vicar of Christ, as they call him. Then he's going to turn into the Antichrist. And all these things shall be finished. This is referring to the great tribulation at the end of the time. Later in the study, the prophecy of Daniel will form the backbone of this study. Daniel could not understand what it was meant to be. What shall be the end of these things? Verse 8. And heard, but I, Daniel, understood not. Then said I, O Yahweh my Elohim, what shall be the end of these things? He didn't understand it. Why? Because it was already sealed. This is the answer the whole world is waiting for. For more than 2,570 years. Well, I want to say now, it's even longer. What shall be the end of these things? That's the question everybody's asking. When shall be the end of the time? Then this one is the Antichrist, and then that one's the Antichrist, and then President Trump is made out to be the Antichrist, and then America's made out, then it's China, then it's Russia, then everybody's, oh, then it's a Roman Catholic Pope. Then it's Islam. From Islam will come the Antichrist. But we know the Antichrist comes from the Roman Catholic Church. Why? She's the mother of all churches. What shall be the end of these things? This is what the bride of Yahushua must know before the coming of the Rosh of Yahushua can occur for his bride. We must know. Now look at what happens next. Till the end of time, verse 9. And he, the angel of Yahweh Almighty, said, go thy way, Daniel. Listen. For the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. And this is where, for so many years of my life, where I received the revelations, I'm amazed when I would speak to theologians, pastors, professors, doctors, reverends, priests, and they can't understand the scripture. What words are sealed up till the time of the end? And when will be the time of the end? You see, if we start asking questions on verse 9, there's so many questions that can be asked. How many times have people predicted the time of the end? We just had it now in September 23-24 when Dani Buta, this freelance evangelist, musician, songwriter in South Africa, predicted that the rapture is going to happen. And it never happened because it can't happen. Because the coming of Yahushua, the Parousia, must come first, then the rapture, the Harpachu. The rapture or Harpachu, it's not for the bride or even the church. It's only for one third of Israel, the remnant. Seal it up, for these words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. So many people have tried to place certain people as the Antichrist, as the one that's making the final covenant. Bush, the father, the president, then Bush the son, Clinton, Obama, Yasser Arafat, then President Trump, then Biden, then President Trump again. Every time they sign peace covenants with Israel, and every time I say it is not the final covenant, because the Pope must play the major role in forming the covenant. He must sit in the temple, 1 Thessalonians 2 and onwards. He must sit in the temple presiding as the high priest, offering the offerings of Israel unto Yahweh Almighty. So supposed to be to for 1,260 days. 42 months, time and all the time, 3.5 years. This has been sealed up The Bible says they will run through and throw. Their knowledge shall increase. Go on the internet, see all the stories that has been created to mislead people. I'm so glad that we can read the word, the Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, the Revelation, and or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version of 1860, and we can understand it. My question is, are we today in 2026 living in the time of the end? What will you say? Definitely. Then we, as part of the bride of Yahushua, must be ready to receive the greatest revelation before the coming or parousia of Yahushua for his bride can occur. We're living in the time of the greatest revelations, and people does not acknowledge, they can't see it, they are blinded by church dogma and theology. They cannot understand that Father Yaffa is using a South African in the southern point of Africa to explain the word in simplicity, not belonging to no church or denomination organization in the last 28 years of my life. And he's just revealing the world. Why? Because I don't need to cover for no denomination. I don't receive anything from anybody, so I don't need to preach their teachings. I say what the word says. If I'm wrong, prove me wrong with the 1611 King James Bible. This which Yahweh Almighty is about to show Daniel will be totally fulfilled at the end of time. It's according to Revelation 22 verse 11. The wise shall understand. Verse 10. You have two types. You have the wise or the otherwise. The otherwise is the ones that doesn't want to take their church binoculars or glasses off, spectacles, and just read what the word says. No, no, no. We need to trust our pastor and our reverend and this and this and this. They will not lie to us. Well, they are lying because they don't have the truth. They don't have the revelation word. So what do they preach? They preach the church dogma. The lies on the internet. 99% of the stuff on the internet is created as lies. And just don't believe AI with everything. AI, somebody must feed him with information. And that is the agnostic people that feeds him with information. They want you to believe. The wise shall understand, verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall be wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise, the bride of Yahushua, shall understand everything that has been sealed up in this Bible. Hallelujah. Everything. Yahweh is obliged to reveal every secret to the bride of Yahushua before he will allow Yahushua to return with the parousia or the coming for his bride at the end of Revelation 3:22. Today in 2026 we are living in a time when the bride of Yahushua is purified and made white. Hallelujah. But the wicked are becoming more wickedly. We see it around us. We see it. We see the things happening around us. We, of course, we are currently living in a time where the wicked does not want to understand. And even church people doesn't want to understand. Church people doesn't want to change. This is the biggest problem. When we are teaching about the revelation names, people blind themselves for the truth. Why? Because of church tradition. Go and study the course that we are doing, the study currently, What is your God's name? Start with part one. Just to open the word for yourself. You will never know if you have not tried. It's like somebody eating biltong. To the Americans and these guys, they don't really know biltong. It's beef that's been dried with spices and salts and everything. And when it's nice and dry, you eat it with a knife, sharp knife. Or today they put it in a machine, you get it all sliced. Once you taste that saltiness and spiciness of the beef, it does something to your taste buds. Once you start, you just want to continue eating. And even if you take a slice of brown bread and put butter on it and put some of this biltong on top of it and slice it and just eat it as a sandwich. You can put onion and tomato with it. You can take biltong, you can fry it with some butter in a pan. Fry an egg with it. You can make a breakfast out of it. There's many things you can do. There's the taste. But if you never taste biltong, you can't raise your opinion to say it's rotten meat. It's not rotten meat. If it's done in the right way, it should be hanged in a secured area where there's a netting, where no flies or anything can get into the... It's like a little room where it's sealed inside of a chamber with gauze wire. No flies or anything can get in. No bugs can get in. No bacteria. Something to behold. A piece of biltong. So you can't raise your opinion about a piece of biltong if you've never eaten biltong. I'm using a metaphor. And the same with the book Revelation and the book Daniel. You can't raise your opinion about the coming of Yahushua, about the end time ministry, such as the book Revelation and Daniel, if you never have made a study of the book Daniel and Revelation. And that's why we have millions of people on the world, over the world today, who's studying the word, the revelation word. And you know what happens? It's like having the first piece of biltong. They just want more and more and more. We are currently living in a time where the wicked does not want to understand. But at the very same time, the bride of Yahushua is ready to be changed from this mortal body into a glorified or heavenly body. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're waiting for that time. And standing above scripture, I do not find anything that needs to be sealed. Have you found anything? No. Then why was it necessary for Yahweh Almighty to send the angel Michael? Why? Why not send any other angel? He used one of the archangels. The answer lies in the next two scriptures. Before I need you to study it carefully, see if you can find the answers. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you some homework for next week, because time is just about caught up with us. I want you to take your Bible and you go and study Daniel 12 verse 11 and 12 verse 12. Draw yourself a chart. Take Daniel 9:27 as the basis of the final covenant. Draw a line. 1,007 years. 2,520 days. In the middle, Daniel 9:27. 3.5 years, 3.5 years, so 7 years. 1,260 days, 1,260 days. 3.5 years, 3.5 years. 42 months, 42 months. Time, time, half time, 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 half. 2,520 days. And then next to it, you draw another line. And you... A line. Put on top Daniel 12 verse 11. 1,290 days. And then you have another line, this is all one part of it, that says Daniel 12 verse 12, 1,335 days, 2,625 days. Then you work that for yourself. See if you can find the answer. All my students will explain that to you in 5 minutes. Why? Because they received the revelation which I taught them according to the Bible. And that's all that needs to happen. As people must believe the word of Yahweh our Elohim, the Bible. Like I say, I want you to take the scriptures, Daniel 9 verse 27, Daniel 12 verse 11, Daniel 12 verse 12. See if you can find the reason why has it had to be sealed up and will only be revealed in the end of time or the end time. Now we are living in the end time. So Yahweh our Elohim through Yahushua must reveal the sealed secrets unto his bride before the coming of Parousia can occur. And that must happen before Daniel 9 verse 27, the final covenant will take place or will be entered into. The bride of Yahushua must know everything. Till next week, if his father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.